Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. My. Where do we begin? Oh, my goodness. Well, go ahead.
We just miss having you here.
Oh, my Timkins. Oh, we'll explain the reference in a minute. We really should have like a guide for
a glossary
for the vernacular. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I was just dipped. I was chicken fried. I was honey coated. I was dipped. I had to wear my chicken boots. We did all the things. We did all the things in the great state of Georgia. Oh my God. So much better than getting hospitalized. Seriously, I was at that point. So much better. And I need to just publicly thank you. And Anna Dahl was just what I needed. And I cannot tell you how much better I feel back in this mess of a, area that I'm back in. And I hit the ground running because I had the healing and the fortification to do so. But I have no idea where to begin with the... I don't know. Do we do it chronologically? Do we do it randomly? I did all the things. I did all the, I played with goats unexpectedly. We did all the things. What a beautiful city. And outside of, we weren't really in the city, but peripherally, but the surrounding areas, different communities, all the great people that, we've been hearing about on the show for so many years. I had the privilege of having a holy audience with Lady Isabel, Elisa's niece, who she talks about often. And I got to meet her parents. Elisa would rather go to see someone in their home than go to a museum or see a friend of theirs or go to a local supermarket. You get so I got such an inside look. And also I want to shout out to our listener, Lolita, who I got the chance to visit and see how well she's doing at her ice cream spot in Marietta. And also Marietta, fabulous Reverend Adam, who I feel he's grown up before our eyes. He's opened up a metaphysical store, which I was so happy to take home things for the kids, and they loved. I'm so glad that's where I got my gifts for my kids at Adam's store, and I love supporting a local business, but also bringing back my kids gifts that they really that were unique, that they really enjoyed and appreciated. So that was lovely. But we did all this. Just from riding in the car and looking at all the greenery. I was like an alien from another planet. It was so green, the clouds, the sky. Oh girl, the eclipse.
We stayed up for the eclipse, right?
There were no buildings in the way. Stars. I saw stars. I mean, to go to the planetarium. Amazing. What a beautiful home. Let's talk about that. The home that you've been in, I guess the three of you have been there for, it's been about a year?
Almost a year. It'll be a year next month. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, beautiful, comfy, gorgeous. The outdoor space alone. I mean, I was outside as much as I possibly could be.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Just to stick my feet in the dirt, fondle a tree, tell the tree it's pretty, and I'll take it out to dinner. Oh, my goodness. And then the kittens.
Of course the kittens.
The kittens. And Teen Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She's going to be on an episode of Teen Mom on MTV, or Unexpected. Yeah. The Emerson is not even a year. Now she's not even a year old. She got four babies. Excuse me, Teen Mom. Teen Mom. But beautiful. I'm not a big animal person, but the animals are great. Like the kittens, Emerson, Amy's dog, Finn, mm-hmm. Lovely. I just felt so welcome and so supported. And to laugh and laugh, I mean, I really was a fish out of water. And because of COVID, you know, we're just beginning to get it back into traveling and things like that, and to be in big open spaces. Yeah, it was very funny. I was afraid of the most unreasonable things that I would make up in my mind. I thought I saw things. I thought I heard things. I was afeared.
I think every day there was something that you did that was like, I'm like, that's just this, you know, and it's not, I always think of that movie, that part of the movie, the Parent Trap, where the kids are just like messing with her and, you need to tap, together. And she was just, you know, was just doing everything. That's sort of how I felt with Liz.
What is that?
Everything.
What's that?
It was
a bat. What is it?
It's a
bear. What is it? The dog killed the ferret. I'm like, I'm making shit up.
Oh yeah. But, you know, it's like, I get it. But yeah, you know, we're thinking, you know, for a city person, you really are a little jumpy. I mean, maybe it's because you're a city person, but yeah, that was hilarious.
I was jumpy because I didn't know what was out there. If I know what's out there, I'm not going to jump. I don't know what's out there.
It was really, really funny. I think I got the best laughs with you, like just,
I remember,
you know, just tripping on yourself. What is that? And yeah, so she spent, you're really good. It's a good reminder because you took advantage of being outside as much as possible.
Oh my God.
And it's just something that I don't get to do. I don't do it. I mean, I live here and I don't do it. So yesterday I did step outside for a few minutes and just sat in one of the chairs and took my shoes off and had my feet in the grass and just sat outside for a little bit.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that.
But it was just great to have you here at the house and you, like, you had your own space downstairs. And
that's amazing.
You had someone who was always going to make coffee.
I forgot about it. I mean, it was just everything I needed right there.
And you're such a low key guest that we knew you had stuff you had to get done as well. Just doing some work online and whatnot. And we all had things to do. I mean, I was able to do my wine tour on a Saturday, and you got to spend time with Anna. You got to spend time with pretty much everybody, but it was never like, oh my God, what are we going to do to entertain Liz?
Oh, what do I do with her? Oh, right. I never want to be, I would sooner stay in an Airbnb or a hotel. I never want to be that guest.
No.
I never want to be that girl.
And you were totally fine. It was just trying to coordinate with the changing schedules and knowing that there are people, like, we got to see almost everybody. I know that Jen is in the chat. So Jen, we are trying to catch her. To only be in, like, you were pretty much only in for like a day, like 24 hours.
That was
not
it.
Even.
It was a window. Right. It was a window that slammed shut, unfortunately.
Right.
It would have been fun, though.
But we weren't able to coordinate in time and as you and I were talking, like, we weren't sure if we were even going to get to do one of the things that at the wineries, because they usually sell out at this brunch, but I have some connections
She knows people, and I love seeing her. I love seeing Lisa and her element, because we've been hearing about the wine tours, and I love her. I love her out of just a cute little outfit for Ben. I'm not cute. I'm not little. Cute little outfit. Her so adorable. And just to see them at the wineries just welcome her with open arms and take good care of her, which meant we were well taken care of. Beautiful. I got to see so much in such a little bit of time.
Yeah.
To see these local wine producers, to have an amazing meal. The weather, we had great weather, actually.
We totally lucked out with the weather. Yeah, yeah. You know, like a little bit of rain, not a big deal. Like a little sprinkling when we were on Friday.
Yeah, it was a sun shower. We were in the car, so it didn't matter. I was.
Yeah, no, it was just really fun because we pretty much did whatever we normally do.
Which I'm glad about. That's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just a matter of just fitting in some things, and for the most part, we were able to do it. But you know, like for you to be able to get the rest that you could get.
Oh my God.
We knew, like I knew that was important. And that, yeah, we just, it was just an easy time.
So easy.
It was fun. It was fun to like introduce you to people. And I got to tag along. I hadn't been to visit Anna's friend, one of her high school friends that lives close by. That's where she saw the goats. They have 5 acres.
And a bunch of goats and chickens, but it's not a farm, so I don't know what it is. But I met such great people through y'all. Mm. I met such great people. It's wonderful.
Oh, I love this. Jen is in there. She said, Atlanta smells fantastic. And she said, Friday, she was there Friday through Sunday. I thought she was there for a day. Okay, Friday to Sunday. Busy at the tournament all day Saturday, though. Okay.
That's what it was.
Said,
okay.
Next time, get a thumbs up for the grits. Now, thumbs up has been around for a while. The location has changed a few times, but Thumbs Up Diner has been around for a long time in Atlanta. And she said, next time, get a thumbs up for the grits. Now, just so you know, Liz
we're going to be talking about some grits.
She's a big grits fan, which I love.
Yeah.
It's always a hit and miss for people not from the South. The first meal she got was shrimp and grits after we picked her up from the airport.
Art
Thomas, and she was just in heaven, shrimp and grits. And I love that you're able to get pretty much everything you wanted and needed or whatever. You know, of course we're going to eat well in Atlanta. Like we eat well when we visit you in New York. But it's just nice that you don't turn up your nose at grits like some people do.
Oh no. I love all of it. I mean, honey, I went to the Waffle House for the first time. You took me to the Waffle House. We went to the Waffle House. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese. And it's funny because New Yorkers who are listening, a bacon, egg, and cheese is a whole thing unto itself. But in Atlanta, bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit is a very different thing. Bacon, egg, and cheese in New York, you go to the bodega, you got to get that because that's like a rite of passage. But a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit was the Atlanta version of that. And it was delicious. It was perfect. And I loved watching the local color at the Waffle House.
If you want local color, you go to the Waffle House and you will get some local color for sure. This one was a little different because normally the tagline at Waffle House is good food fast. Well, it was good food. It just wasn't that fast.
Well, the cook wasn't there. I mean,
we didn't know.
We did not know there was no cook. I would have gone back there myself.
They probably would have let you do it too.
I would have done it quicker than, you know, the time that it took for them to, like, go to the hatchery to, like, you know, wait for the egg to hatch to make, you know, freaking bacon, egg and cheese and kill the pig, but whatever.
Yeah, they, when the server came up, she's like, okay, so you know, the cook, can't do. She listed a few things that the cook couldn't do. I'd
that
never
were really
heard
basic.
That before.
Yeah, like the cook can't do over medium. I'm like, like the cook
what?
Can't do eggs over medium and no omelets. I'm like, what's wrong with the cook? Well, they didn't say no cook. There were no cooks, but they were, you know, they were trying to stay professional, as one does in the Waffle House, as one should.
Right, right, right.
So it was actually one of the servers that was cooking. So it took a minute.
Yeah.
But we sat for a spell. Right, we sat for a spell. As we are fixing to figure out, I love the expressions, we are fixing to figure out our next steps. And it was, it was like we weren't in a hurry. The luxury of not being in a hurry.
Yeah.
So like, beautiful.
We had to just let it flow. We had
I
to let things
that.
Flow because it takes time to get anywhere in Atlanta. You know, we have to drive.
Yeah. Traffic.
So we just have to, you know, if we could, you know, for me, that's part of my job anyway, is to figure out logistics. And it's like, well, we're going to need enough time here to do this. So we'll take time to get over, you know, it's a Friday. So there's going to be some traffic.
Yeah. Traffic.
A lot of traffic.
In Atlanta.
So it was just good. It was good to be able to have it so that, you know, we didn't have so many things we planned and you know, promised to do and all this. Like, it wasn't overwhelming.
I had no expectations. I just needed to rest. And
yeah.
I worked on.
Right.
See you,
and
see you guys.
That was the main point. You know, when you go away, it's you know, there you don't want it to be too busy. I think we've all traveled. Mm. We've all done those types of vacations or time away when it's like, I just need a break from my vacation now because I'm so tired.
Yeah, because you're running everywhere, right?
Right. Right. So we just didn't want it to be like that. And so we
it
just,
wasn't.
You know, we kept it simple. We, like, Anna and I were thinking about having people over for dinner one night, but it was like, no, you know, we're out and about. We got to see people we needed to see, and it was easy. And, you know, we could always put together a meal, but generally we were out. I can't even remember all the stuff we ate, but it was just really, really fun. I'm so glad. Like, I'm glad you got to spend some time with Isabel. She came with me on Monday, and I wasn't aware until Sunday night that I was going to be on Isabel duty. Like, they needed,
right?
You know, they you know, she goes to Montessori, and one of the kids is positive for COVID. At like a home test, so they kind of had to shut things down until all the kids were able to get their official tests and get cleared to come back.
Right.
So that meant I was going to be on Isabel duty Monday and Tuesday, and so I'm like, would it be okay if it was, because you were planning on leaving Monday?
I was planning on leaving Monday at like my flight was like for like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So, you know, you're sitting in the backyard. You're in nature again. My brother has a beautiful backyard, beautiful patio.
That's the office in the world. All my work outside.
So you were totally fine at that table, that picnic table he had gotten like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
He got delivered from like, I don't know, from Amazon. I don't know what he and his wife like to order a lot. So, yeah, they put it together and that's fairly new, but you got to spend time in nature. You got to meet Isabel. Isabel was just
adorable.
Watching her the entire. By the end of the day,
which was crazy,
she had warmed up to you. She had warmed up. She let you hold her.
I can't believe that. Yeah, that was amazing.
So she really enjoyed having another person around. She asked about you the next day.
She did.
Yeah, we were outside again and sitting in the same, like, the patio furniture, not the picnic table, but the patio furniture. And she was pointing to where you had sat last time.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
And, in her own way was asking, like, where's Liz or
where's
Auntie Liz? I can't remember.
Where's that crazy New Yorker? Because I thought the dog killed, and I thought the dog killed an animal. And I was like, what? And it was, the dog was, it was like a chew toy, but it sounded like a dying animal. And I saw it in my peripheral vision and I lost my mind.
It was a raccoon, like, squeaky toy.
Right. Right. And I don't think you and I have ever laughed hard. I think we laughed for like a minute straight. We couldn't stop laughing.
You know, we're on radio, so you don't get to see like gestures, but Liz is very articulate and she has a lot of gestures. She moves her hands a lot when she talks. And so when she's freaked out, same thing. And when she's laughing, same thing. It's like, there's just a lot of, oh my gosh. And a lot just, I was in tears. I cannot stop laughing.
So funny.
So Sadie is my brother and sister-in-law's dog, and she is just always happy if there's somebody else around, because that means
she's a sweet dog.
There's a good chance that someone will pay attention to her. She says, ever since this little kid came along, she's like chopper. So she is super friendly. Well, she's friendly anyway. She likes people anyway.
Yeah, she's a sweet dog.
And so she was just happy, and then we were all in the backyard, so she liked that. And so she was grabbing one of her toys and just was shaking it around, and it has a squeaky thing in there. So
it had a weird noise. I thought she felt something.
Well, she tends to take those squeaky things out by the end of it, because she's always chewed it through. So it was probably on its last legs. But she was outside thrashing about, and Liz was just like, oh, just the horror and the fear. was just too much, and I'm like, that's her toy. Oh my god, I thought she
never mind. Never mind. But then so then Elisa, like Mary Poopins, like the best some on this crazy deadline. I had to submit 88 student evaluations that I had to do individually. So I did a little bit like every day, and it would have just been so much more stressful if I did it in the co-working space that I rent. It just, nothing can compare to just being outside on a deck or in a beautiful backyard. So I got to finish the draft of that, at Elisa's brother. So it was good. It wasn't like, oh, entertain me. I had stuff to, it was perfect. Like I had things to do, and I don't want to interfere with anybody's, you know, day-to-day life. And so it worked out great. And then at about 12 noon, so my flight was supposed to go at like 8:40, 12 noon, I get a notification from American Airlines for Monday that my flight was canceled because there was all kinds of crazy weather in New York. So it's not a back, it's woods. It's a forest. I don't care what they call it. It's a hamlet. I don't care what they call it. It's a lot back there. So I climb up the mountain. I go up the hill, and Elisa's pushing Isabel on the swing. I said, you're not going to believe this. My flight got canceled. And it was the best thing ever, because once I let my kids know and figured out logistics and moved a few things around, it was totally fine. After Anna picked me up, and then we all got together several hours later to visit Anna's high school friend Joy on her 5-acre property. I got to see another home in Atlanta or in the outskirts, and there were chickens and goats. And I got to go in the pen, right? Cilantro, how things grow. Amazing. And met such beautiful, kind, just genuine salt of the earth people, all kinds of people. That it was great. And then we had this fabulous dinner afterwards. We were looking at the full moon. We had done the night before was the eclipse, right? Sunday?
Yeah.
So to have an open fire, to do a ritual on flash paper, to write down what we want to let go of, to then separately to write down what we want to receive. And then the next day on Joy's property, did a wish ceremony. So all these beautiful details, sort of tying intentions and releasing and grow, like all of that, like it just, everything morning, and I felt terrible. I'm like, I can call an Uber, you know, whatever. But Elisa and Anna
took me to the airport, 4 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I forgot a bag, but it was of non-essential. But that's okay, of non-essentials. It's okay. They're going to ship it to me with my wine from the wineries who are happy. So thank goodness my iPad and my like things, all my essentials I had, I can live without the few items in my other bag. It's fine. But we did great. But I so appreciate that, you know, you took me to the airport in the middle of the night and you made sure. I mean, they went as far as to park the car and walk me into the terminal. That airport is so crazy and so big. That really made a big difference that you got me as far as you could get me, and then I could figure out the rest. And I had a good hour before we had a board. So it was perfect.
Oh, nice.
That was incredible timing. It was incredible because it's my life is waiting for me. But I'm so happy. My kids are good. I had a come to Jesus conversation with Jeremiah because I went right into, and I knew it too. I walked into my apartment. It must have been a little bit like 9:30 or whatever.
Hmm.
And I might go to school.
Our call just got dropped. Oh no. Oh no. She'll have to get back on. I can only imagine. I haven't actually chatted with her. Here we go. Okay.
Okay. How rude. That's my mother. I said, excuse me. She's working. Okay. So I got right into that mode.
Hmm.
And he went. And then I was so exhausted, but I had to stay up for several hours because I had to just double check the work that I did. It was a beautiful sunny day. And then of course I had to pick up groceries, you know, she's back, but taking my time. And making my deadline and all of that. And then yesterday morning, I started with Jeremiah again, and he starts crying hysterically.
Mm.
And he's like, Mom, I know how many days of school I have left. You have to stop taking this so personally. I'm almost 17. And he was hysterical. Back off. I'm so sorry. And I know one day you're going to understand from my point of view, but education is so important, but I have to trust you. And you know that I see the way your school sees how brilliant you are and how wonderful. But I said, this isn't good for you and this isn't good for me.
Mm.
So today is... So what I will do when the show is done, I'm just going to pop in this room and just say, just checking in, and I'm going to walk out. And what he does because he has to take responsibility. He's like, I'm not a little kid anymore. I'm like, okay, then I'm not going to treat you like a little kid. And I felt so much freedom for both of us. He was so upset. I had to really pay attention. And I realized anymore. I had to really pay attention to him. And I can't tell you how good it feels to do a show that I'm not even thinking about, is he up, is he not? I'll find out in a half hour when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. And that's okay. And what was so beautiful is that I heard from NYU, and they're booking me for a summer session that starts. They booked me. The schedule is a lot lighter than what I just went through, thank God. as long as I have an income, I'm happy. So I actually, I mean, I have a Zoom booking here and there, whatever, but nothing major. I can actually freestyle between now and July 5th. I'm so happy because this is a gift. This is a gift. My mother is gone. I'm at peace. My kids are good. They're growing up. I have such a beautiful life, but this is new. This is new.
Wow.
Yeah, to walk into this stability that I've never had before as a single mom, so happy. And to come on the heels, what a gift, to come on the heels of this reset that was so much fun and so peaceful and so full of life and joy and humor and intent. I met the psychic bartender. Okay. I met Miss Gloria. And it's interesting because she's a pistol. I mean, that's just what she is. She's a spitfire. She's a pistol. She's great. A lot of energy. And when I know I have a lot of energy too, but but the thing is, it's so great to be as intuitive as I am. It's really easy for me to just dial it down and just allow space for people that need to have that space. You know, they could take up all the energy in the room and that's fine. I'm good. It doesn't matter. But I love that she, we understood each other. We appreciated each other. I'm going to hold space for you and whatever, whatever. Now, she, I guess, wanted to know what she was working with. So she asked for my full birthday, month, day, and year. So when you do that and you reduce it, so I'll ask you this as a numerologist. So when someone, so a numerologist asked you your birthday, and then she figured it out, and then she said I was a 46-1. Does that mean life path? What does it mean when she's like, it does, right? Or destiny number?
Yeah, well, some that's people it'll change it. So it depends on you know. If they're only getting your birth date, then that's what that is. It's your life path.
But it's interesting because the reason why I'm bringing it up, that's what I thought. And, you know, and a lot of, you know, and her bedside manner is very different than your bedside manner.
Yeah.
I mean, your personalities are very, very, very different, but she's a straight shooter and that's fine. And I can talk to anybody. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But I was paying attention. But it was really funny. It wasn't like, oh, can you tell me what my numbers are? Dude, you did my chart 10 years ago. Like, I still have it on my computer. So, you did a great job. That was one of the first things. Like, you know, you did a reading for me. Love it. So I can refer to that. But she wanted to know who she was dealing with, you know. And in her way, she was saying things that made sense, that were true. And this is why I'm saying it, just to circle it back to, you know, having this come to Jesus with Jeremiah, and she's like, yeah, but you know what? You like to be in control, and you know, and sometimes, like, you know, it's all right the way you deal with it, but you gotta watch out for that. You know, sometimes I remembered that when Jeremiah was like, he was sobbing hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not pay attention to that.
Right.
And I'm like, oh shit, this is trying to be control. Oh my God, this is hypervigilance. This is not me being a good mother. No wonder I would be so triggered. I wasn't triggered. I thought I was being triggered because of my parenting being questioned. I was being triggered because that was a symptom of high functioning anxiety. Mm-hmm. And that was being affected. So now I flipped it. I flipped it, and I was able to because I was able to rest and get out of my day-to-day. That's really what, to interrupt that pattern, to have a reset, which is control, which is high-functioning anxiety. I don't have to work so hard anymore. That's what Source is telling me.
Nice.
When I got booked those dates, so I know I'm going to be stable. I know I can take care of my family. I also know I can catch my breath for the next several weeks, six, 7 weeks.
how miraculous. I've never had this in my life. This way. You know, that I'm not married. That
right.
I'm not struggling. I'm not going to worry about my children. I have to see them as young men. I have to see them as men.
I'm so happy for
the
you.
Freedom. Yeah. Yeah. but to set up the foundation to receive that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is to switch from being an overgiver and hypervigilant. Those are symptoms of codependency and anxiety.
Mm.
And lack of self-worth. So to have that clarity and to not feel bad about it, I feel empowered by that. I feel the freedom of that. Because I'm taking ownership. That's all I do my whole life, to how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
About
yes.
that.
Yes.
How about that as a novel concept? You know, when I took my older son out to eat, we were talking about everything. And he's like, Mom, you're just beginning. You're just starting. I'm like, okay, love that I'm hearing that for a 23-year-old. Thank you. Love that. Love that.
Wow.
So that's very exciting. Yeah.
I
can't tell you. It's such a gift to have that time and a bonus night. Like that last night, that was one of the most, that was such a great, we ended on such a high note.
Yeah. Totally. That was great.
It was amazing. Anyway, I can't express how much I thank all of you.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to the next time you can stay and visit for us, you know, and the additional adventures. And then also when we get to come up and see you.
Oh, my God. So. Well, you know it's going to be all full of surprises, because that's how we roll.
Right.
All about having adventures. So
well, let us, I'm so glad, like, so glad
thank
to
you.
And I'm glad we got to share, you know, a bit of what was going on with the trips and why we also couldn't do a show on Tuesday, because I was asleep for sure.
I was on the plane.
And you were on the plane.
That was crazy. Oh my God.
But we do have a couple of hands raised, two hands
okay,
raised.
Okay, let's get right into it. Let's do it.
One of them is Jen, and so she's on.
Okay.
She's actually online, so let's do this. Hello.
Why, hello.
Hello.
It's funny, the neighbor who's borrowing my van today, her son has been late 4 to 5 days this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy. Yeah, it's funny because there's always parallels with that kid. Whenever
yeah,
I talk about
absolutely.
It, yeah, I love it.
Turned 16, so, and they're black, so.
Right. You just have to just surrender. It's like God, you be the daddy. I'm tired. That's it.
Yep.
I can't. No, but and I know you get it. You know, you're the mother of sons and very sensitive children. And okay, message received. I'm so sorry. You know,
absolutely.
I'm not sorry for caring how I care. I'm not sorry for being the pain in the ass mother, because it's part of it. It's part of the job. You know, I made it very clear. My position has been made clear for years now. But I can't complain about not being seen or heard. I have to reciprocate. I have to see and hear who's in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It works both ways. Anyway. So how did you do at the tournament?
I came 4 out of 5. My goal was to beat the 10-year-old. I wanted to kick his ass. which I did. And then there were two women. I ended up, the other woman ended up winning the whole novice category, but the only game she lost was to me. So,
oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. That's some interesting people. So I'm having problems with my ex-husband again. He just, I don't know what the hell's the matter with him. He makes tons of money, begrudges paying child support, always has. We have 3 great kids, you know,
right.
One's going, he finished his undergrad, he's going off to become hopefully a chiropractor. Thank you. And he doesn't want to pay child support, even though I know he's not going to give him any money to go to school and he has to go away. So he sent me an email where he thinks I should do what's morally right, that he's extremely disappointed in me. Like, who gives a F, right?
Okay, wait a minute. I want you, you're cutting in and out a little bit, so I just want you to back up. What was leading up to the point about disappointment? I didn't get the context of disappointment, so just
okay,
dial it back.
Okay, I hear you cutting up, though. So, Alyssa,
okay.
No, I've heard it the whole time.
Is this better?
Well,
I can hear you now. Yeah, but
can you hear me now?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So say it again, Jen, about the disappointment piece.
Oh, he's extremely disappointed in me. He's mentally exhausted and sickened by the situation.
I need to understand. So your ex-husband is disappointed in you, Jen?
Yeah, because as long as the kids are going to school, he's supposed to pay child support, but he doesn't think that he has to because Griffin's going on to do a post-secondary degree. You know, anything that he's supposed to, like the joint expenses, like clothing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And that, you know, he should be thanking me. But he and apologizing. But, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, I get, I understand. It's like they're underwater the whole time and you're on land.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just submerged in such a fixed place because in their own minds they're not capable of there's so much damage that's really self-inflicted on him, but he can't even see that.
Mm.
He can't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's so terrified of seeing the self-inflicted damage, it's very convenient to make everything on you and to not raising children.
Yes. And this is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like the attitude of gratitude has totally escaped him.
He can't do that because it's too honest.
Mm.
He can't do it because he can't be honest with himself. So you're a very convenient tool to keep him from moving forward. Also, unconsciously, he's punishing you because you have a boyfriend.
No. Okay.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm picking up. It's unconscious.
Hmm.
And there's resentment. And I would guess that. This is a way for him to still make an impact. You know, when they talk about some people will go for any attention, even negative attention.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Because it has your full attention, doesn't it?
Well, right now it does.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a narcissist? Is that it?
Absolutely. Yep. He's what I call a low-rent narcissist. That's the worst kind.
A low-rent one. I like that.
I call that a low-rent narcissist. Yeah. And it's really rooted in fear of really going into unresolved issues, wounds, rather just be in denial and also it's a very sad place to be because it's a stuck place to be. It's like he's in the tar pits. He's stuck. So So he's going to micromanage and split hairs, but he has your attention. And not a great way, but he has your attention.
Do I let it go, or
yes.
Do I let it go? Because,
you let
yeah,
it go.
I think I'm going to have
you
to
let
it go.
You let it go. And I'm getting Archangel Michael to cut cords, because this is deeper than money.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. That's yeah.
I'm getting it's tough.
Right.
I totally let go of asking him asking my ex for anything. And if something comes up, I'm like, can you just contribute what you can? And if something comes up, I'm like, okay, I got it. Boom, because I'm a boss. And I can take care of my kids with or without you. End of story. And you're a boss too.
Yeah.
It's an abundant universe. And just tell yourself, you know, you cut those cords are deeper than the money. It's just manifesting as the money because that's superficial. It's so much because it's ready. And you've moved on. He hasn't. I know he hasn't. You've moved on. So you cut those cords.
Girl,
anything can happen. And you tell, honey, and you tell yourself, I am well taken care of. My kids are well taken care of. All is well. You do not need your ex to be your source of supply. And maybe that's what the universe is telling you. Aim higher for your supply.
Mm.
That's what this is about.
I feel it's more of a stubbornness thing on my part, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, remember I just said before when I was talking about my son and all of that, the hypervigilance, I'm thinking of being a good mother. It's control. When the psychic bartender was talking about the numerologist was talking about the control. That's how we're managing our anxiety with dealing with all this trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it is. It's control.
Let go.
We don't have to control anymore.
Huh? Yeah. Well,
let
it go.
Let it go. Yeah. So do a clearing. I know you can come up with something. You can do research, whatever. Find something on your own. You're very gifted. You're very intuitive. You're very clairvoyant. But do a cord cutting. Aim higher for your supply.
I will. That's good.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with the low rent narcissist girl because I spent a lifetime. We don't do that anymore. No. Yeah, the best is yet to come. And I feel that you're in a really good place with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Probably the best place that you've ever been, right? Don't make that small. That's what this is about. Let him do what he's going to do. And you might be surprised because when you let that go, you know, you don't know where the abundance is going to come from. But right now you're not letting it in because you think it's only going to come from one source. That's not true.
That's not true,
my love. Okay?
Thank you. Love you guys. I appreciate it.
Love you. Yeah. So keep listening because at least we have more people in the queue.
Got one more.
Okay,
I'll listen on the computer.
Love you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you. Love you.
Cut those cords. Cut it.
Let's do area code 205. See, this will click. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Patricia.
Patricia. Hey. Okay.
Hi.
So we spoke to you a little while ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your energy, whatever's going on, your energy is much softer and there's like a peace. There's a grace. What's happening? I think things have shifted for the better for you.
And release that so he could deal with that and whatever lesson that is
good
for him. And move into my own pleasures. New job. The youngest moved out of the home, so I'm here. By myself, having a party just about for the last month and, since he's been gone. Yes. And I met this gentleman and I really.
That's what I'm hearing, girl. Go ahead.
Yes. He's not a new guy. Because I would see him often. He would deliver products and we would have, these short conversations along with a little flirting. And we did this for about 6 or 7 years. No exchange of numbers because we both called in. I know I was probably in a situation. He may have been in one, but it was admiring going on. Well, we have reunited maybe about a week ago. Yes.
And,
yeah, he don't have a situation, and I don't. And he
right.
says it's been 2 years for him. His name is Tim. And so we arranged to be together,
yes.
you know, on a Saturday night and have some fun. I really enjoyed him, and I just want to know, what do you see around, you know, this coming
you
together?
Having, you, listen, this task, it's so beautiful.
Oh.
Just have fun and understand. If you are feeling that you want more or this, that, or the other, understand that that's more about core issues inside of yourself that need to be healed, and that his energy is facilitating that. So I would say be very clear to distinguish. As a very general statement, women will tend to form attachment from a much more internal place,
mm-hmm.
but don't let the forming of the attachment and the way your mind's going to go, because it's going to take you out of being in the present. And my advice to you is to stay as present, to understand for right now, this is a gift in your life. This is a bright spot in your existence. This is adding a beautiful energy. It's an enhancement, but this is not the source of there's something missing in you to be filled, okay?
Right.
There is nothing
right.
missing. You follow me? There is nothing missing inside of you.
Yes.
And for unhealed, based on trauma responses, and attachment
mm-hmm.
styles, right? So I had to learn this in a very challenging way, that from core reactions or responses or triggers having nothing to do with someone who's a bright spot in my experience, I had to go back to understand what, you know, if it's a core issue of a classic core issue. For many people, it would be fear of abandonment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then,
mm-hmm.
so all of a sudden, and a lot of, again, I'm being very general with gender rules, but a lot of women, if they're dealing with guys, a lot of women, like, all of a sudden, you know, they get that text or they got that phone call in their mind, and they don't mean to do it, but it's a trauma response. They're going to go into planning the wedding, you know, in their mind.
Right.
They're going to just go to this crazy kind of place that doesn't make sense for what's going on. But that goes to a core wound. I want you to think about, what was it like growing up as a child in terms of feeling safe, secure, and for your emotional needs being met? Mine were not met as a child. And it's probably why I got into a marriage that I should not have gotten into for more than half my life. And how, and then once I got back into the dating pool, which was only about 2.5 years ago, when I got back into the, and now I'm in a situationship with somebody that I'm crazy about because I've learned so much about myself, and I had to work through within myself. I never put anything on this guy. Never. I'm the chillest bitch she's ever been with. I've never asked for a damn thing. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that. I'm not needy. I don't ask. It's just being very present in the moment and knowing that that experience, that pearl, magical, fabulous life, and then this just makes it that much hotter. Yay for me. So I'm not going to be like, why did you come in? And did it? I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be that. I want to be the most attractive enigma, fun, good time, because I like to be the hot one and I like to be chased. Okay?
Yes.
So in
right.
order to do that, it's not attractive to get into that whole clingy, needy type of vibe.
Right.
Okay? So I want you to reflect on if you're getting these impulses, because it's unconscious, it's in our DNA. I want you to think about, before you start putting things on him, he's not responsible for any, your happiness, your most important relationship is the relationship with yourself. He's not responsible for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a bright spot. So you, when you go to that place, you know, it's like, okay, are you going to smoke another cigarette? No, I quit smoking 20 years ago. Same thing.
Right.
You go back to, okay, this is a core that I had as a child. It's like with my son, I had to pay attention to my son. You know, that mom, I'm almost 17, stop treating me like a little kid, crying hysterically. I had to go back to, okay, I'm trying to control everything and be hypervigilant because I did not have that as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my idea of good parenting. I got to step the hell back and let my baby breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Let it breathe. It's challenging, but you want to be for yourself the most vital, attractive, fabulous, independent version of yourself and confident, because that's sexy. And you do it for you. That's the best advice I can give you right now.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yes, I love it.
Call us. And girl, I love you too. You call us back because we're over time. Love you.
Okay. Let that sit in.
Have a great day. Love you. Bye. Ooh, that was a fun show. Yay.
Yeah.
So much fun. So much more to come. So if y'all need to get a hold of us, you can send us an email. We fix it to send us an email to loablend@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Take care of yourselves and each other, and as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love y'all. Come back.
I love you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Tell me something good. That you like.